1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello and welcome to WDCE. We are broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is John Patitucci and you're listening to The Cool Jazz Set. And now here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Thanks, John, and welcome my good friends to 2 hours of our great American art, modern jazz with taste, right here on the Cool Jazz Set. We are originating from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming at the web, WDCE.org. All of our shows are recorded and will be available as usual on Monday, so tomorrow you can go to CoolJazzSet.com and click on the header radio shows and listen to both one-hour sets tonight. They're recorded in 2 one-hour segments. Also tonight, let me give a very special welcome to our listeners who are tuning in on a very cool station, WYAP Radio, in Clay, West Virginia at 101.7 FM. And also our good friends and family that listen out in California, Surprise Valley, home of beautiful grandchildren. And they listen on KDUP FM Radio there, a great station. Well, John Patitucci, one of my very favorite bassists and a phenomenal player without any question. He's recorded with so many people. I want to play something for you to start the show tonight that John did with pianist Dave Grusin. And I think you'll like it. It's a nice trio recording of Wine and Roses. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
Shining out of your eyes, I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Fa 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 fa
And that was vocalist Sasha Boutros from her recording New York After Dark. And the guitarist on that, John Marino. And before that, a 1958 recording, Cal Jada's Sextet with Stan Getz. And that included a really nice trio behind them, Vince Guaraldi on piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, Billy Higgins on drums. And we heard For All We Know. What a nice recording. And we opened the show tonight with a trio that featured John Patitucci. Dave Grusin was the pianist, actually. It was his recording. But a nice recording by my good friend John Patitucci. Hope you enjoyed that. Well, this is a Cool Jazz Set. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always a pleasure to be here on Sundays from 5 until 7 p.m. playing this great music, this great American art, modern jazz with taste. The music world, not just the jazz world, lost an important figure just about a week ago on March the 12th. Dave Brubeck's wife, Iola Brubeck, passed away at age 90, and she was very important to the modern jazz movement back in the late 40s and the early 50s. When Brubeck was putting his quartet together, she was his manager. She wrote individual letters to lots of colleges and universities, and that's where Dave started to perform. He traveled all over the country playing to lots of colleges and universities. I know he was at James Madison and William & Mary. I think he was here at the University of Richmond, too. But he recorded a number of his albums on these live albums on these dates with some of these colleges. And that put him on the map without any question and became very important. And lots of other modern jazz groups followed in his footsteps with the college crowd. And those college kids, those students were the ones that really picked up on modern jazz and bought a lot of records and came to the concert. So for Iola Brubeck, we want to honor her tonight with a nice piece written by Dave, In Your Own Sweet Way. And actually, she wrote lyrics for it, but I don't have those. But I do have a nice recording by Ed Acosta and Art Farmer. So this is for Iola, In Your Own Sweet Way. Thank you. And here is some Art Pepper for John and Shirley.
Too soon we had to part, the moment you had touched my heart, and with you went my dreams all too soon. All too sweet was our affair, and you put all the sweetness there. What a shame that it's gone all too soon. I know the strange delights that only you in love could bring, and as I reach the the bottom fell from everything. You should know as well as I, our love deserves another try, for we whispered goodbye all too soon. Strange delight that only you in love could bring. And as I reached the heights, the bottom fell from everything. You and I give our love another try. We whispered goodbye all too soon. All too soon. All too soon.
I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful University of Richmond. Well, if you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and I am delighted to be here on Sunday evenings, whether it's a good weather or a bad weather, playing this great American music, this modern jazz with taste. We just heard a nice quartet, and it was Keith Oxman, tenor saxophonist, from his album Dues in Progress. And that featured a nice bass piece there by Ken Walker, too. The Masquerade, this Masquerade is over. Before that, we heard a nice early recording from my vinyl collection. That was Anita O'Day, vocalist with the Three Sounds. And the Three Sounds was a trio that got started back in the early 60s. And that was Gene Harris on piano. Andy Simpkins was the bass player. And Anthony Dowd was the drummer. And we heard Anita O'Day with them singing All Too Soon from an album entitled Anita O'Day and the Three Sounds. And this threesome, we started with a nice recording, which I included some of the, it was the first take, and I just happened to have a copy of the conversation between Johnny Mandel, the orchestra leader, and the alto player Art Pepper. I thought you'd like to hear all of that. A short version of Georgia, but I think very, very nice. Nicely done, too. And I love Art Pepper, as does my friend John, and his beautiful wife, Shirley. So that was for them. Speaking of great quintets, a week from this coming Tuesday, April the 1st, the Steve Davis Quintet will be here for the Richmond Jazz Society performing at the Capitol Ale House, and that's down at 623 East Main Street. And they will begin, they're playing a nice long set, two sets actually. The show starts at 7, but the doors open at 6, and you can come have a nice meal and hear this great quintet. Steve Davis is a marvelous trombonist. Larry Willis is a pianist. And the Virginian, the great bass player, Nat Reeves, will be here, too, with him. Great quintet. And I played something from his new recording the last 2 weeks, and I'll do so again next Sunday night just before the show. I'll be there, and I hope that you will join me. It's going to be great. For tickets tomorrow, you can call 643-1972, 643-1972, and get tickets for the Steve Davis Quintet, April the 1st. Hope to see you there. Up next, a nice quartet recording by the Modern Jazz Quartet. This is I Remember Clifford. Thank you.
Thank you. Carole King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.